I learned my lesson.
I apologize to the fans, especially one of the things that I want to say. For all the things that I said to my former teammates.
This is Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the post game with Marty Lurie and the fabulous Lexi Pence.
All right. How do you like that one?
I like it. That's different. Yeah, it is different.
We have a couple of different ones to choose from. Yeah, very good. We did the first one. He says, no, I want to do another one.
Oh, what a sweetie.
Marty, you can have him throw me and FP's name in there.
Next time.
Yeah, what the heck?
Next time. All right.
We weren't sure at first if we were going to be here. So.
Yeah.
That
all right.
Surprise.
All right, let's go to Richard. Richard in Modesto. Richard, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Marty.
All right, Richard, how are you?
I'm pretty good, and this whole Pablo thing triggered one of my few remaining brain cells, and when I examined it, I found that I do have a memory of an exactly, it's so similar a situation, it's eerie. And I know you'll know who I'm talking about the second I begin. I don't think any of your young ones will know, because this was 30 years ago. And actually, just let me find out right off the top, if you're as brilliant as I think you are, who did the Giants trade to Cleveland to get Dwayne Kuiper?
Boy, that's a good question. Ed Whitson.
Whoa, you are good. Wow, you are good.
Thank you.
Now, if you remember Whitson's career, you have to remember, unlike Buster Posey, who was a golden child that they were holding a spot for, Pablo had to fight his way up to the majors. And he never knew if he was going to have long-term money until it appeared. But Whitson was the same way. He scuffled with Pittsburgh. He scuffled 3 years with the Giants, 1 year with Cleveland. They traded him to San Diego. And in his second year with San Diego, at age 29, he finds it. He goes 14-8 with a 3.24 ERA. And the Yankees make him the biggest free agent, I think, that they've had at that time. And he is such a flop, much worse than Pablo. He is crucified to the point where he's psychologically damaged. And in the second year, the Yankees trade him back to the team he came from, the team he left, San Diego Padres. And they put up with him for a year where he's just lost. He's 1-7. And the next 4 years, he becomes one of the best starters in baseball, 10-13, 13-11, 16-11, 14-9. The last 2 years, his ERAs are 2.66 and 2.60 at ages 34 and 35. So I say, if it could happen for Ed Whitson, it could happen for Pablo. And Lexi, your job, research this, look up Baseball Reference, look up some of the tabloid stories on how Whitson was pilloried, and tell Pablo about it. Maybe call Whitson himself. He's still alive. Put those guys together, because nobody has had two terrible situations like the two of them. Thanks very much.
All right.
Thank you.
You have homework.
Yeah, I do.
You got homework. Yeah.
Write this down.
Ed Whitson, I've met him. I've interviewed him. The interview is somewhere, Raph. We've got it somewhere. I don't know where it is. But he had a terrible time in New York. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, Steinbrenner was all over him. And then he's right. He brought his career back again. All right, very good call. I like that. All right, let's go to Patrick and Campbell. Patrick, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Good. Very good tonight.
Hey, I just wanted to throw one thing out there real quick. Jeff Kent went to the Astros, and one of his quotes when he left was something along the lines of feeling sorry for people who live in the Bay Area because they're dumb for paying so much money for property. And how he made money on property, and he's great. And he went to Texas, and then he came back to L.A., which has, just as high as property values as California. But what I was going to get to was Jeff Kent's, his first language is English. And I think what people need to kind of give Pablo some leeway for is English isn't his first language. And, I mean, anybody who's dealt with anybody who spoke, where English isn't their first language, you can sometimes catch little mistakes. And we need to give Pablo a little bit of leeway for that. I mean, it is what it is, but still, I think it's a good move for the Giants because it's really a risk. Because then the other thing that people need to keep in mind, because I mentioned it earlier, is that he could play first base, and that could give us some leeway to trade Brandon Belt, which I don't necessarily agree with, but I feel like a lot of the people who are probably...
A tear just fell down Carmen's face when you said that, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to trade Belt either, but I mean, I hear people saying that we should trade Belt and that this Pablo move is horrible, but what this could give us is possible insurance at a very low price, so...
Well, that's part of it. And as Bobby Evans said, the whole goal here is to make the team better. And we haven't gotten into it. We've, put in a couple hours already on Pablo Sandoval tonight. But there is a trade deadline coming up. And the Giants have some decisions to make. Do they keep the pitching intact They're getting calls, I know, on the relievers. They're getting calls on Samardzija. So do they make a move there, or do they keep everything intact? And Sandoval, you're right. We call it inventory. It's having more inventory that perhaps can be used in another way. It's an asset of the organization. And the way baseball players are, when you're no longer an asset to the organization, goodbye. And that's the way the game of baseball works. It's been that way for 100, 150 years, whatever it is. So if he can be an asset to the organization, they'll deal with him. And if he can't, then they won't.
Yeah, and just breaking off of Twitter, social media, the Rays have acquired Sergio Romo from the Dodgers for cash consideration. So if you're hoping for a reunion, I'm sorry. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Appreciate it, Pat. Thank you. All right. Let us go to...
Wait, I have a quick question before you take the next call. What does cash consideration mean?
Money. In other words, they will, if he makes the team, they'll pick up so much of his salary. If he stays a month, maybe so much more. It's a cash amount that may vary.
Oh, okay.
So it's
okay.
A cash, it's not a player consideration. It's some sort of cash. They'll figure it out with his existing contract and what they've got to pay, because he was designated for assignment. Mm-hmm. So if Tampa Bay got him, they get the contract, whatever the contract was. But to take that contract, maybe the Dodgers said, all right, if you'll take him, please take him. We don't want to be on the hook for the million, whatever it may be.
Right.
If you'll just pay him $500,000, we'll just give him to you. We'll take the rest back.
It's either a player to be named or cash is what I'm seeing now. And I'm thinking Romo and Duffy can have a little reunion of their own.
Well, we had Duffy on today.
Right.
Duffy was on our show this morning. And he gave us an update on Skeeter. Mm-hmm. Skeeter's now an older cat now.
But he has a dog.
Yeah, he has a dog. No,
oh, yeah,
Skeeter
doesn't.
No, Skeeter got a dog.
No, Duffy has a dog.
Yes.
Dakota.
Yes.
Is his new dog. All right. All right, good discussion. We've got more questions coming up. We're going to get to more things other than Sandoval, but let's go to Mel in San Jose. Mel, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hi, Marty. I was kind of indifferent about Panda one way or the other. I figured if he could help, and with all the third basemen who are not healthy and, you know, people getting angry. Okay, I understand why they're getting angry about it, but the reality is that it's baseball and stuff like that happens. But one thing that is forgotten is the Giants offered him more than the Red Sox. So he was wooed by Ortiz to come to the Red Sox. And then on top of that, so feeling disrespected by the Giants organization doesn't hold water because they offered him the best contract. So that is a little disturbing, but he's apologized. And if he can help the Giants – and he improves the system, the team, or whatever, however it works out, so the Giants can make a better trade. If any of that helps, I more power to him. I hope that that's what happens. And I hope he revives his career, because I loved watching him play, because he was, as Lexi pointed out, a very gifted athlete who did some amazing things. And when he was in reasonable shape, he was as good a third baseman as there was, playing at the time defensively, and of course offensively, we know what he's capable of when he's on. And I'd love to, if he could reproduce that, I would love to see it.
All right, what's your favorite Sandoval moment?
Oh, I still love him catching the pop up at the end of the 2014. I mean, the home runs against Verlander, everything. There's so many moments, but that one is like, it was so Panda. It was just that, and, you know, making a great play while he's blowing a bubble. Those things are the ones that stick out. It's so Panda.
All right. Very good.
So Panda.
You got Lexi singing now.
Yeah, you can have a theme song now.
Very good, Mel. Appreciate it. All right, thank you. As we, you know, we're thinking about players. If you gave Sandoval a TV show, what kind of a TV show would he have? Would it be a situation comedy? Would it be a reality show?
Telenovela?
Would be CSI? Well, what would you give Sandoval if he had his own, with the personality and the career he's had?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, 100%.
Really?
I want to see him, Khloe, Kim. I want to see all of them together.
All right.
So reality.
Reality. What would you do, Carmen?
Can we do Fear Factor? I feel like he's pretty adventurous.
All right. All right,
I'm going to go with the given. This is kind of easy, but maybe a cooking show? Healthy eating?
Very good.
Sorry, right. I had to do it. It's out there.
Hey, you got a standing ovation from Raph on that. Raph, you like that cooking show?
That's the best thing ever. I mean, you know, he's obviously, you know, an expert at eating, so he would be really good. I think
I'm an expert at eating too.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
What about
travel cooking show, like where he goes around and tries different things? That would be really good.
Like Anthony Bourdain.
What about a coffee guy? Is he a coffee guy?
Marty, slow down. Okay, we know who covers coffee around here.
All right. I'll slow down. All right, let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Marty?
Oh, we're having fun tonight. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. I enjoy the show, and I just want to comment on the reaction of former Giants, like Jeff Kent versus Stan Ball type of thing. And number one, I would say Jeff Kent, like, great baseball player, but did not come up on the farm. And more importantly, Sandoval, even though he was sort of benched in 2010, 3 World Series rings. And people do not forget that. aside from the fact that he is, like, the strangest, most agile person of that type of build that we saw back when he was in his heyday.
That's a great description for him, agile. I love that, especially at his build. And even at my build, I'm not that agile, like, at all.
I'm definitely not. And I had friends who were idiots and thought they were faster. I'm like, he would beat you in a race. He looks large, but that man is athletic.
Yeah,
totally
he is.
Agree,
so,
yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. And the championship, coming up on, like, our farm and watching after the Bonds era, him coming up with Lincecum, to see him, like, homegrown talent, and then 3 World Series rings. And 2010, he was basically benched, but it's hard to imagine us winning 2012 and 2014 without him.
Well, for sure, 2012, I'll tell you that. There's no question. Then in 2014, he had the big pinch hits when he was hitting right-handed against Kansas City, which I still love. That's one of my favorite moments for him. But I root for him to see what he can do, and I don't have any illusions that he's going to come back. But, of course, as Richard said to Brian from Modesto, there are players that come back and get their career going again, and maybe he's one of them, but we'll see. But I think it's a great question for everybody, and I think we had fun with it talking about it.
Oh, absolutely, and thanks for taking the call. And I don't mean it in a sense of Sandoval signing is going to help us next year and the year after, but just in terms of sentimentality, I can understand where it's like, welcome back, Pablo.
All right. Terrific. Thanks. Thanks,
Sean. All right, take care. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Joe in San Rafael. Joe, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Marty, hey, having been through the 9 hours of baseball games these last 2 days, I mean, nobody's even talking about the glaring need for a clutch hitter. I mean, how many runners in scoring position did we have these last 2 games? Thank God we pulled it out. And, of course, it was Nick Hundley, you know, the unlikely hero. But that just underscores, and I know this is, you know, a little bit of sentimental journey kind of stuff, although he's only 31, but this guy performed when the lights were the brightest. He has ice water in his veins. And if he's got half of what he had then, he will add value to the Giants when we're trudging through inning after scoreless inning of guys getting stranded on base. So, you know, everybody acts like he's done. Well, I when he rolled out of here, he was a young, immature person. He had language difficulties. He obviously had eating challenges, too.
Who doesn't?
He was tired of getting ridden, including publicly by Giants management. And he felt like, listen, guys, I would be MVP of a World Series if it wasn't for, you know, a pitcher. So why am I getting treated like a child? And remember, his agent and his brother's like, oh, all that eating's behind him. Well, it wasn't. At this point, it's pennies on the dollar. So, you know, if this guy can pull it together and if he has matured and people do grow up, I mean, he's got much better communication skills, obviously. you know, he could be a solid asset because, you know, Nunez is a good player, but we need corner power. And, you know, when Pablo was hitting well, it was searing line drives, not these little lazy flies. I don't know what's going on to our bats this year, but I guess throw it with everything else. We're never going to win anything if we don't get better pitching. But Pablo Sandoval, at any facsimile of what he was, and he's 31 years old, and if he dedicates himself to the sport, and we've all been saying that guy's preternaturally gifted. I mean, he's ambidextrous. He could probably catch. Somebody said that late in the evening once with you, Marty. Everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. But he has caught. And if you're thinking at it as a cold-blooded business decision, what were you calling it, Marty? Just, you know, somebody who's an asset or something like that. Plug that guy behind the plate, and guess what? Buster Posey doesn't have to squat. And again, if you get a 270 power-hitting guy who can also play, can catch when Buster needs a day off, what the heck?
This is one of the more interesting developments in on the field, isn't it? In the Giants, well, certainly this season, Bumgarner falling off the bike was pretty dramatic when that happened. But this is right up there. I mean, you look for dramatic moments of this season. The return of Pablo Sandoval. How about that? Where do you put that one? FP, where do you put that one?
Well, you were asking what your best Pablo moment was. My best Giants moment was sitting in the stands when he dismantled Verlander and the relief pitcher. So, you know, that's not just best Pablo moment. That was a game we were slated to lose, right? It's like, oh, gee, maybe Barry will mess up their timing and blah, blah, blah. And we took that game and we had him. You know, they never recovered. It was kind of like Willie Mays in the 54, you know, when he caught the catch. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden the best team in baseball couldn't. They lost their mojo. And it was the same thing. And that was Pablo. And he's done it multiple times in multiple playoffs, in multiple big spots. He has that established track record. Now, I didn't sit in the stands in Boston and just grind my teeth over a guy that you're paying $20 million a year and he's popping his belt or whatever. If he's that guy, though, the Giants say, thank you very much. See you later. He's got to produce. We all understand that. He understands that. And if he's a mature, more mature individual, he will treat himself one heck of a lot better than he did back then. So I just got to say, you know, yeah, when it came up, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Could it get any weirder? But then I thought, what the heck? It's not like we're not 20 games under 500 and we can't hit in addition to not pitching. Although today, wasn't it cool looking at all the zeros on the scoreboard as we got into extra innings? And it was like looking at a Timmy Lincecum game in 2010, right? It's just
numbers. I think the Giants have had a good homestand. I realize they haven't won all the games, and it's been tough. Lexi, what are you doing?
Taking a giant selfie.
That was a selfie. All right, there's one of those selfies, right, Carmen?
Yeah.
Now where is that going to be?
That's going to be on Instagram.
On Instagram, very good.
Make sure we all look
forward slash.
Now
let's
we have
Lexi.
To have large phones now to see that. Is that it? She has like an iPad that's like the size of a pizza. All right.
It's true.
That is Average Joe. All right, we always enjoy talking with him. All right, we'll take a break. 808 KMBR. We'll come back and chat with you. Let's talk a little bit about the homestand. You know, the 2 out of 3 with Cleveland. They were, you know, good games. And then losing 2 out of 3 here. But I don't know. I think it's been, I don't know. It seems like it's more Giants baseball. They've been close games, good bullpen stuff. Starting, they've got some decent starting pitching in here. Matt Moore today, what you thought about him. A little bit better today. The main thing for me with Matt Moore today is he didn't walk anybody. And he seemed to have a little better command of the stuff. Gave up the triple to the pitcher. And Perdomo's a guy, believe it or not, has got 3 triples. But it looked like he just happened to throw the ball where Perdomo was swinging. More than Perdomo saying, okay, I'm going to hit a bad pitch. So talk a little bit about the homestand, what you think. The Giants shown a little bit of fight in this homestand, looking a little bit better. All right, more coming up. We'll take a break right here, 808 KMBR, the sports leader.